what's going through your head as a player when that whole thing is developing and where you should be and what you're doing and how that works?
I tell you right now, what's going through your head is when things aren't going right, they tend to snowball. And even when you make a break happen for you, it tends to go against you. That's kind of been the energy that's going on in this clubhouse and this team right now. It's very frustrating, I'm sure, from a fan standpoint, from a front office standpoint, but it's equally as frustrating from a player standpoint. Having only been here 4 days, you know, you feel that energy. You want to do everything you possibly can to turn around and bring a positive vibe to the team. And it's been, you know, it's been frustrating up to this point not being able to do that.
What's the toughest thing in terms of breaking that frustration and going up there and still being able to have good at-bats and get that negative energy out of there sometimes and turn things around?
You know what has to happen more than anything else is people who care so much have to let go. There's a lot of guys gripping really tight right now trying to make it happen. I can promise you it's not happening because of a lack of effort. Everybody's pouring their heart and soul into these games, and probably a little too much so. We got a lot of guys on this team that are uptight, anxious, trying to get five hits in one at-bat, trying to make a perfect pitch every time. Really, the pitching staff's done a fine job. It's been us as hitters. We just, as a team, need to get relaxed, focused, go about our business with a confident approach, and that just hasn't happened yet, and it's frustrating that it hasn't. But until we let go of that and just go out and play for the love of the game again, it probably won't change, so we need to get there.
Andy, last thing I wanted to ask you about is Friday night when you come back here to Buffalo, the first play of the game. You taking a dive into the camera wall to make that catch in foul territory. I guess, how are you feeling a couple days after?
I'm doing great. Honestly, it scared me. I missed a full month with an oblique pull. And I went down in that camera well, and I felt my oblique grab, and it scared me. I didn't want to go back on the DL. So as soon as Brian Chicklow, our trainer, came over and asked me what was wrong, I said my oblique grab. He said I was done. Luckily, but thankfully, it wasn't too much of anything serious. I felt as good as I have since I've been back today. My body felt good. I think I'm coming off that injury now and starting to put it behind me, so it's no longer in my head. So I'm just working on it and hopefully changing this thing around.
All right, Andy Green, as always, we appreciate the time and best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Ben, back up to you.